You are listening to Circle A Radio. Circle A Radio does not endorse any candidates.
You're listening to Circle A Radio. Circle A Radio weather, cool tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. A chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s. This weather report brought to you by Circle A Radio and the Intercontinental Weather Service. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program of dance music to bring you a special report. We repeat, this is a very important bulletin just in from the Intercontinental Radio News. Martial law has been declared by President John Kerry. We repeat, President Kerry has declared martial law. The country is being invaded by wealthy white men.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain calm. We are permanently interrupting this KY radio broadcast to bring you up-to-the-minute coverage of John Kerry's National Declaration of Martial Law. Dick, are you there?
Yes, Peter. I'm coming to you live from downtown Portland, where it seems that a great disturbance has broken out. It seems that...
Dick, you're breaking up. Dick, can you hear me?
Yes, Peter. There's an incredible scene here at Pioneer Courthouse Square. The governor has given police full authority to use any force necessary to control crowds. Police and protesters are going head-to-head. Police seem to be well-armed. Looks like M16 sniper rifles. Protesters are retaliating with... What's that? Protesters are retaliating and police are advancing with a giant taser. Dear God, I've never seen anything like it before. The police are... Oh, my God, it's a terrible scene out here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid the crowds...
We're going live to Oregon Governor Tanya Harding to find out the reason for her agreement to declare martial law in the state of Oregon.
Governor Harding, what is your reason for declaring martial law in Oregon?
Well, Peter, it's like this. President Kerry told me that I'd need to go ahead and do that. The martial law thing, I mean. So I says to him, hey, whatever floats your boat, man. I mean, you know, he's the big guy. He's, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus, what is this? Come on, you call that a hand? Christ.
Governor Harding, do you realize that there are protesters that are being killed by police in the city of Portland? What imminent danger is there to the American people that would necessitate these drastic measures?
Like I just told you, you know, Kerry told me that the people, they needed to be controlled, you know? I called the National Guard on the phone, and they're all in Iraq. Jesus! Oh! Jumping Christ! Could you get that? Get that! Can I get another Boilermaker? Jesus! Hey, do you have 50 cents?
We're transmitting live from Portland, Oregon, where martial law has been declared.
At the moment, there is great unrest in the city. Police are rounding up anyone with a political affiliation. They're attacking Unitarian churches, health food stores, hemp boutiques. Let's go back to Dick in Southeast Portland.
Well, Johnson, things don't look much better here in the Southeast. There seems to be a standoff between police and civilians outside of the City Bike on 8th and Ankeny. Apparently, police are targeting anyone operating non-fossil fuel-burning vehicles, detaining them and destroying their bikes. Police have chased cyclists into the Willamette River. Others have been run down indiscriminately by police vehicles. Outside of City Bikes, there seems to be a stronghold of cyclists staving off the police and fighting back. Police have the building surrounded. Their weapons are drawn. Again, police seem to be equipped with an entire arsenal of weaponry, full body armor. The cyclists are fighting back with huge slingshots that seem to be made of old bike tubes and... Oh, jeez, the bike co-op defender seemed to have hit a police with a catapult of bike parts. It's an impressive show of force, ladies and gentlemen. I am now attempting to enter through the back of the building to speak to someone inside. No, no, I'm a reporter for KY. Here I have Spokey. What's going on here?
Well, I was on my bike on my way to the Solidarity Rally for the defenders of the last standing tree left in Oregon. You know, the one out by the coast. And this pig, police officer, jumped on me and he took my bike. He was totally padded, like one of those padded attackers in a self-defense class, and just grabbing people and pulling them off their bikes. There were 15, maybe 20 of them. And they're all wearing this weird padded suit. So they took our bikes, and when we asked them why they did it, they told us there's an official moratorium on non-fossil fuel-burning vehicles. And I heard from some other people that the police, are confiscating all vehicles to get more than 20 miles a gallon.
That's right. John Kerry has offered no alternative legislation to cure the U.S. addiction to oil. He's too busy courting the votes of auto workers in swing states. If John Kerry was truly committed to addressing the issue of global warming, he would push for U.S. endorsement of the Kyoto Accord, which he has not.
But I thought things would be different if John Kerry was elected.
It's a grim sight, ladies and gentlemen. We're being flooded with phone calls from all parts of the city. No corner of Portland seems to be untouched. Dick, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Reporting live from the Multnomah County Public Library in downtown Portland is our roving reporter, Dick Smith. Dick, what do you see there?
Well, Johnson, I'm live at the Multnomah County Library here in downtown Portland. And, well, as you know, since President Kerry enacted the Patriot Act 3, book-burning bonfires are not uncommon here. But I would have to say that this one is the largest I have ever seen. There are 200 to 300 people standing around, being held back by throngs of police. There seems to be a strong presence here by members of Librarians for Censorship. Here's one now. Yes, excuse me, I'm with KY News. Are you with the Librarians for Censorship?
Yes, I am.
Fine, then. Could you tell us what's going on here?
Yes, absolutely. It feels really good to be here, Dick. Before Patriot 3, we were still able to have these filthy books on our shelves. On our shelves! For our young people to see. Well, now, we have much more control over other people's, our lives.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but was that a copy of the dictionary that I just saw being thrown on the fire?
Why, yes, it was the dictionary. Noah Webster, I believe, that blasphemer, pornographer. It's the year 2004, and we still have the word homosexual in our dictionaries. Oh, and look, there goes another copy of the Koran.
That's right. John Kerry voted in favor of the Patriot Act, that top secret piece of legislation that gave unchecked freedom to federal spies and censors. Kerry supported the Patriot Act without much reservation. And don't fool yourself into thinking that his decisions were sparked by post-9/11 hysteria. He also voted in favor of two Clinton-era predecessors of the Patriot Act, the 1994 Crime Bill and the 1996 Counterterrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. John Kerry courted and won the endorsement of every police association in the nation, regularly calling for 100,000 cops in the streets and even tougher criminal sanctions against victimless crimes. Kerry also backed mandatory minimum sentences.
But I thought things would be different if John Kerry was elected.
You soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers.
We're cutting to a live broadcast from the Red, White, and Blue Industrial Steel Factory, where workers are locking down to their machines to protest the mass firings that have taken place. Apparently, all Portland manufacturing jobs have been ordered overseas. I repeat, all manufacturing jobs in the United States are being moved to Mexico and Central America.
But how can this be, Johnson?
I'm here live at the Red, White, and Blue Collar Industrial Steel Factory, where I'm speaking to Charlie, a worker who has U-locked himself to his machine and refuses to be removed. Charlie, what do you have to say about the situation?
Well, I have a family. I've got a feed, and I've got three kids. I've worked this job for about 27 years now. Never been late, missed a day once. And so this guy comes in and says, go home. It's cheaper for us to get work done down Mexico way. I guess they can pay those guys half of what they pay us. And then they keep our profit too. I'm not leaving here until they give me my job back. I've got a family to feed and got three kids.
So, Charlie, what do you plan to do now?
I have no idea. There aren't a lot of options for somebody like me. I'm not young anymore. This is the only job I've ever done or ever cared to do. Oregon's got such a high unemployment rate. I don't know many people who have jobs anymore. All my friends' jobs moved down to Mexico, too.
Sorry, Charlie. John Kerry supports NAFTA, CAFTA, and the FTAA, international trade authorities which frequently overrule local and national environmental, labor, and human rights protections and have caused many jobs to be taken out from under U.S. workers and moved to overseas markets. It's cheaper for them, Charlie. They can find workers who are willing to work twice as much as you for no benefits or days off. Really, who can blame them? Charlie, John Kerry also voted yes on extending free trade to Andean nations, which would enlarge duty-free status to products coming from Colombia, Bolivia, Peru, and Ecuador. You can go ahead and kiss your job goodbye, Charlie. Unless you'd like to relocate your wife and kids to Bolivia. Hasta la vista.
But I thought things would be different if John Kerry was elected.
All over the city are scenes of mass unrest. It's Portland, Oregon, uber alles. President Kerry has allowed Governor Harding to allocate 80% of Portland Public Schools' budget to the police's new improved Joint Terrorism Task Force, and everyone on the force has been issued new uniforms, weapons, and Hummers with personalized vanity plates. It seems that Oregonians fear speaking out against the Joint Terrorism Task Force. In recent history, opposition to the JTTF would end in a mandatory death sentence. Now, new legislation have given police on the force full rein to shoot and kill anyone who they consider a threat to their personal ideology. And speaking out against Kerry directly is punishable by death.
Yeah, Peter, it also seems as though the task force has been systematically attacking groups of people regardless of their political affiliation. Their claim is that when two or more people interact, it can be considered an act of conspiracy.
You mean just talking to each other?
Yes, that's what it's looking like.
This just in, Portland Joint Terrorism Task Force has infiltrated a house that was being used by a group of anarchists.
Anarchists? What were they doing?
Well, according to eyewitness reports, they were, planting a garden.
Have you heard any reports of caches of weapons or explosives? Were any bombs confiscated from the house?
Yes, actually, accounts say that the Joint Terrorism Task Force found a stockpile of bomb-making materials right outside the house in plain sight.
Actually, we've just heard that the explosives they found were actually jars of sun tea.
Sun tea?
Sun tea.
We have also heard from eyewitnesses that the Portland Joint Terrorism Task Force uncovered a highly advanced satellite communications device that the anarchists were using to send communiques to communist insurgents in Cuba.
Well, actually, forensics reports state that it was just a wok and a couple of metal spatulas.
A wok?
In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, a riffin' out with E. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beep, beep, daddy, hey, to the bar. He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, beat me, daddy, hey, hey, to the bar.
You're listening to KY Radio 90.7. Stay tuned for Apocalypse Now with Amy Goodwoman.
In Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, eight to the bar. The people gather around when he gets upon the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there ever bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, be me, daddy, eight to the bar. A plink, plink, a plank, plank. A plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the keys. A rip, rip, a rap, rap.
I'm Amy Goodwoman, and this is Apocalypse Now. As martial law is being called in most American cities, voters are having second thoughts about endorsing John Kerry. We have with us live in the studio Dwarf Chomsky, writer and professor of linguistics, to speak about why Kerry has failed us. Dwarf, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Amy.
So, Dwarf, you, like many American voters, once endorsed Kerry. Anybody but Bush was virtually his campaign slogan. Some took this further, calling for Kerry to save us. What do you have to say about the kind of salvation that we are seeing?
Well, Amy, just to be clear, I never supported Kerry. I did believe that Kerry wasn't quite as bad as Bush and that it made sense to vote for him in the swing states. Now I realize that, like many other Americans, I was naive. When he promised before the elections to send 40,000 more American troops, he obviously meant at least 80,000 more. When he talked about setting up neighborhood terrorism watch groups, it should have been obvious that he meant turning the U.S. into a prison in which we couldn't tell the jailers from the prisoners. The man I once referred to as Bush Light has turned out to be a concentrate.
Yeah, Dwarf, in the 2004 election, an unprecedented amount of American voters found themselves casting votes for a president they didn't want to elect, who was only better than the opposition. What does that say about the health of democracy in our country?
Well, obviously, our country's...
And now we'd like to open up the phone lines. Our phone lines are now open. Please call 555-555-5555 if you'd like to join the conversation. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chad from Boston. On the whole Kerry thing, people are here the sentiment seems to be that people thought that Kerry was going to, that Kerry's smarter than Bush and Kerry, that Kerry will definitely be a good president. You know, we ain't sure no more. I mean, it seems that, under Bush, he was really stupid. He got us into a big jam. I think that the people of Boston pretty much feel they're screwed and they might do something about it. Kerry just seems to kind of gloss things over a little bit with his talk. You know what I'm saying? That seems to be the sentiment around here. It's pretty popular.
What are things like out in the streets of Boston right now?
Actually, it's really nuts right now. The Red Sox just lost against the Seattle Mariners 2-0 in the gridlock battle. He's rioting in the streets. The riot cops are out of horses. It's super, super nuts near Lansdowne. Even though they played in Seattle at the Safeco Dome, all the bars around Fenway Park were packed. It's just crazy. People turn over cars and massive arrests. It's the Sox, it's been nothing. They've been on such a good winning streak. They lost tonight. The fans feel cheated. The team feels cheated. It's bedlam right now. I'm actually hiding in a bathroom, to make sure I don't get a club over my head. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy here.
Well, keep your head up, Chad. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
I'm calling to talk to Dwarf Chomsky. My name's Christy, and I used to be with the Valley Girls for Kerry. Oh my God. You should totally told me to vote for John Kerry. I mean, everybody said that things would be different. I am so sure. This is so scary. Tag me with a third-term abortion.
Well, Christy, for one thing, I never told you to vote for John Kerry. I'm going to try to explain to you what it means to be a part of the electorate. You see, Christy, I like to think of the current system as being a lot like a runaway train. Can you see it, Christy? The train's hurling down the track, going on its course. By electing new conductors, we can hope to slow it down, but there are only a few ways to truly stop it or change its course. By derailing it or building a new track. Does that make sense, Christy?
I guess it makes sense. But what about this election? Kerry didn't slow it down much. It's going faster than ever.
Well, Christy, like I said before, obviously we're...
Well, it looks like we're going to have to cut this short again. Smear Channel is interrupting our program with a very important message. I'm Amy Goodwoman, and this has been Apocalypse Now.
Good morning. This is John Kerry.
American families are going down. Jobs are going overseas. People are losing their health care.
Gas prices have nearly doubled. The energy crisis means higher costs for consumers at the pump and the grocery store.
American families are going down, but we got a mission to accomplish.
Putting our economy at risk, putting our security at risk. This administration has done nothing to put pressure on the Saudis and OPEC, and nothing to create a real energy plan to make us dependent on foreign oil. Energy independence will be a top priority.
We've got to hold on to what we've got. It just will make a difference if we make it all night.
Some call this denial. Chances are, if you love someone, you may be that someone.
Oh my gosh, how did this happen to us?
We can do this while providing strict ethical oversight. And we must secure more funding for it. Above all, we must look to the future with fear. America has always been a land of distant horizons and unconquered frontiers. Believe it or not, this time we've gone too far.
Thank you, Mr. President, for calling this day of prayer. We needed it at this time. We come together today to reaffirm our conviction that the President cares for us. But how do we understand something like this? Why does Mr. President allow something like this to take place? Perhaps that is what you are asking now. You may even be angry at the President. I want to assure you that Mr. President understands these feelings in much on our television, heard on our radio, stories that bring tears to our eyes and make us all feel a sense of anger. But I want to assure you, Mr. President, can be trusted, even when life seems at its darkest. I've been asked hundreds of times in my life why the President allows tragedy and suffering. I have to confess that I really do not know the answer, totally. I have to accept by faith that Mr. President is sovereign, and he's a president of love and mercy and compassion in the midst of suffering. My prayer today is that we will feel the loving arms of Mr. President wrapped around us, and will know in our hearts that he will never forsake us as we trust in him. May God bless you all.
We're back in Portland, Oregon, where the Oregon Uber Alice is working overtime. Civilians are locked down in their homes and places of business as newly ordained police are flexing their absolute power.
We're live at a bowling alley here in downtown Portland, where hundreds of people are hunkered down and waiting their arrest for a marquee outside the building that reads, "Harry, the new Bush."
My God, who in their right mind would do such a thing? That's suicidal behavior.
I don't know, Johnson. Willie Jones is going inside to the bowling alley to see who exactly is behind this. It appears as though people may be using the bowling alley as some sort of radical headquarters.
There are two older gentlemen stationed at the door. They seem to be together. Old man, could you speak to me for a moment? I'm with KY News.
Hey, Jerry.
Can I get a translator over here?
Yeah, I can translate for these two right here.
My name is Dylan. Piao.
Yeah, it's Paul and Dylan.
I sure wish I hadn't voted for John Cordy, cause I said he'd be different, but he's so bad. He's just fake.
Ring beat!
Ring effect!
Okay, just a minute. Well, they said, I don't know if I should repeat this really, but he said, I don't know what's going on here. When I voted, I wasn't sure what was going on, but now I know, and it's just not real good. Not very good at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't like this at all.
Me! Holy moly! There, yeah, there's the Moo Harem and the Kier.
Chaos, the voodoo,
yeah.
There's just chaos right now and lots of harm going on.
Next term I have to vote for President. I vote no.
Yeah, I vote near the President.
Near the President.
Hey!
We can vote
Nick. He said that they're gonna vote no next time. No for nobody.
You voted for Jim Carrey. Yes, they just real scared me there right here.
Paul had said that he voted for John Kerry and he is just so sorry that he did that. And Dylan just sort of said a lot of stuff and he pretty much said that he voted for him too because he thought things would be different, but it is not different.
The Karras and the Morheim, they're all over the place.
Well, he had said that there was chaos and mayhem just all over the place, lots and lots of it.
Yeah.
We're just talking about John Kerry here.
Duh, yeah, Japan,
the Kerry murder.
Peep. He's just nothing but peep.
Sure it hurt.
Well, they're just using a lot of explicitives now, and I just don't think I should translate that.
Kitty! Kitty! There's a brand new craze ablaze today. It's quite a walk, some fun I'll say. What ho, let's go, come later. snap your fingers, walk around the bed, shake your shoulders, go to town the bed when it's got you. You can crunch and dance, college rhythm. Lift your skirt, oh, lift your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down high.
There's chaos all over the city, folks. It seems that Oregonians are joining the national draft effort to be deployed to fight in the ever-expanding war on terror. President John Kerry has lowered conscription standards to include all U.S. citizens and immigrants with an earned annual income of $50,000 or less. Live at the Portland Greyhound Station is KY reporter John Thomas. John, are you there?
I'm coming to you live for KY Radio, where a peace rally is blocking the street in front of the Portland Greyhound bus station in an attempt to keep buses from leaving the city. The buses are being used to shuttle draftees to military training centers to fight in the expanding war on terror. Excuse me, sir. Why are you here today?
Well, we're peacefully assembled to show our support for the draftees. We want to put the pressure on John Kerry to take back his anti-war stance. Before he was for the war, but after he was anti-war,
This is crap. Kerry's insane. He's nuts. He wants everyone in the United States to fight this rich man's war.
Oh, that can't be good for morale. Police have opened fire on the protesters. Well, they were blocking traffic. I'm taking cover inside the Greyhound station. I'm live inside the Portland Greyhound station, where hundreds of people are being loaded onto buses. I've never seen anything like it. First, they will be sent to training camps across the country, then deployed to countries currently occupied by U.S. military forces, like Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Iran, Egypt, Libya, Lebanon, India, Pakistan, North Korea, Cuba, Argentina, Venezuela, Bolivia, Palestine, Chechnya, Uzbekistan, and Finland. Excuse me. I'm a reporter with KY News. Are all of you being conscripted to fight the ever-expanding war on terror?
Yes, we're all going off to fight this war. I wish I would have spoken out against the war sooner, but I was afraid.
Chickens and women now warning. Chickens and women now warning.
Speaking to a young woman who is waiting in line to board one of the buses. Excuse me, ma'am. Have you been drafted?
No, my son has.
Son, How old are you?
I am 5 and a half.
But how did this happen?
We were at the arcade in the mall and little Billy was playing Tomb Raider. You know, the video game. So this man in a suit approached him and said,
"Nice aim, kid. You've got talent."
"Thanks, mister."
And handed him a piece of paper. Well, it turns out that piece of paper was his draft notice. They've started recruiting children at malls and video arcades to fight in the new expanded war on terror. It's part of John Kerry's No Child Left Behind.
So, Billy, is this your first bus ride to a war?
Yeah. They won't let me take my mommy. They won't let me take my teddy bear, and they won't let me take, and they'll just let me take my pillow.
Oh, you're about the age of my grandson. Stick with me, kid. I'll look after you. You're with the news, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm with KY News.
Well, my name's Granny B. I'm 73 years old, and those damn recruiters tracked me down. I thought I was safe from the draft once I started collecting Social Security.
So you've been drafted too? For what reason?
I don't know. Some damn crazy thing about earning your keep. I guess just because you're old and paid into these damn funds, you can't get your money without being called the damned freeloader and having to go live in a tent with a bunch of other old people. Who knows who we'll end up shooting at?
I'm back on the street, and things are pretty out of hand out here. But one thing that we can always count on to bring us back to center is our rich history of democracy. As Americans, we have a responsibility to spread our system of government throughout the world. Our democracy is the finest system of government in the world. Even though the rest of the world is insanely jealous of our freedoms. Hey, wait! Where are you going with that voting machine?
O meu ganza faz tica-tica-bum-tic. Pra eu cantar o tica-tica-bum-tic.
This just in, a group of raggedy young people calling themselves pirates has taken the Portland spirit. We have eyewitness reports that scores of wealthy partygoers in evening wear have jumped overboard and are swimming ashore. Our reporter is live at the scene at Waterfront Park. Johnson, what's going on?
Well, Dick, it's crazy out here. Before the Portland Spirit was hijacked, it was hosting a fundraising dinner for Oregon Uber Alice. I was watching from Waterfront Park as one after another of guests began throwing themselves into the Willamette. One of the guests is pulling himself out of the water right now. Excuse me, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
I'm a reporter with KOI News. What happened? Why have people been jumping from the ship?
Well, pirates apparently infiltrated the ship as cooks. They've been hiding out in the kitchen, gorging themselves in garlic, when they screamed mutiny and threatened us into the galley. The smell of garlic on their breath was so severe that it drove us to madness. We ran screaming and threw ourselves into the choppy waters rather than endure the lash of that horrid halitosis 1 second longer.
Well, you sure are brave. Good luck finding some dry clothes. The terrorists are raising a flag bearing a skull and crossbones. They've hung a banner on the ship that appears to be painted on old bedsheets. It says, "Take back the Jolly Roger. Pirates, not presidents."
Ahoy, mateys. Listen here. We would like to cordially invite all ye news people aboard this here ship. Ye can accompany us fearsome pirates to St. John's. We want to tell ye all why we have taken this handsome ship.
I am now boarding the Portland Spirit.
Be careful, Johnson. Bring some breath mints with you.
I have boarded the ship where no other media have dared to tread. It's a mess in here. It looks like there may have been a food fight, and the smell of garlic permeates everything. The terrorists, who call themselves Pirates Not Presidents, say that they have performed this stunt to draw attention to a secret society to which President Kerry belongs called Skull and Bones. Let's talk to some of these pirates.
We have Angria Skull Cruncher.
Just call me Angry.
All right, Angry. Would you like a Tic Tac? Angry, what is Pirates Not Presidents all about?
We are here because a lot of people don't even know about one of the worst, most treacherous terrorist groups around. Skull and Bones, those scallywag controlling the government, the CIA, and the economy. Our last presidential election was remarkable because both Kerry and Bush are skulls and boners. This is a tiny organization. It's a Yale secret society full of rich white bastards, and it's all about putting its members into positions of power. To them, the 2004 election was a win-win-weeny-weeny situation. Besides stealing elections and booty, ooh, booty, booty, I love the booty, you've soiled the proud tradition of piracy through the land by appropriating the name Skull and Bones. That's what Barry puts our pirate panties in. Why don't you know that Guthrie's all tied up and it's all just a mess, I say.
Yes. Thank you, Angry. And now we have Bloody William Canker. How long have you been a pirate, Bloody?
Yeah, I mean, how long has he been a bloody pirate, ya landlubber?
Arr, tell him the names, tell him the names!
Arr, the real question ought to be how long have these so-called Bones has been around? The organization got started clear back in 1832. It includes members of such prominent families as Arr, Pillsbury, Rockefeller, Weyerhaeuser, Kellogg, Vanderbilt, Taft, three generations of Bush, and of course, the Kerry. Kerry was introduced to both of his wives through Skull and Bones. Aha! This scurvy-ridden secret society does nothing whatsoever for the community. Aha! Other than his own members. And its members are a blight over the entire country. Aha! Riddled with the stinking elite senators and the congressmen alike. Along with the CEOs and the CIA. Aha!
So, does your group, Pirates Not Presidents, plan to return the Portland Spirit before the Junior Rose Princess coming out ball next Saturday?
The future trophy wives, let's talk about the trophy rooms.
Avast! In case you were wondering why these bilge rats chose the name Skull and Bones in the first place, well, it's not just because they're wannabe pirates. Most people don't know that they have a secret trophy room inside of their inner sanctuary, known to boners as the Tombs. Inside this trophy room, one of their prized possessions is Geronimo's skull. Prescott Bush dug it up, and now they use it for Lord knows what kind of perverted ritual.
So, where will the Portland Spirit be sailing today?
Yo-ho-ho! Johnson, you know, I'll bet most of the blundering squids out there in your listening audience have no idea about the bizarre and rather disturbing pseudo-pagan rituals. The kind of bilge that takes place, just to give you an idea, includes play-acting the devil, the Pope, and Don Quixote, the sniveling puppies. What stories all about of their sexual accounts, oh yeah. And the biggest stud is called Magog. There is feet kissing and dubbing knighthood in the name of the goddess Eulogia. Recently, a vote was put forth by the younger generation, include women in the historically male-only group. The decision was poo-pooed by the elder members, saying that it would surely result in, date rape.
Sail aho, it's the pigs! Take your places, mateys!
You have 11 minutes to surrender. Come out on the deck, single file, with your hands in the air.
Aha, like you just don't care, mateys, aha!
You have 45 seconds to surrender. I repeat, 45 seconds, or we will begin firing.
Ready the guns, me hearties!
Well, it seems like things are really heating up around here.
Ready. Aim. Now let her blow!
Oh my god! Dick, can you still hear me?
I'm here, Johnson. Are you okay?
The pirates have just fired a cannon on the police! The ship is sinking! Oh my god, I've never seen anything like this. These pirates are truly brutal terrorists.
Who you calling a terrorist, you reporter? Grab that piece of plywood. Put it on the deck there, sticking over. That's right. Now walk it. Get out of here before I pull out my cutlass.
Dick, help me. They want me to walk the plank.
Don't believe the hype, folks. And just remember, pirates f*** it up and don't get caught. Now excuse us while we sail off into the sunset.
Louis was the king of France before the revolution. Wave all the way he go. Then he had his head cut off, which was constitution.
Leader. We've been bringing you up-to-the-minute coverage of the most recent pirate takeover. It's been quite a day in the Rose City, ladies and gentlemen. After the unfortunate keel-hauling of Harry Johnson, we have moved the rest of our correspondence back to the safety of the station. Peter, what's the latest on the pirate takeover from the AP Wire?
Well, Dick, at this point, we're figuring no news is good news. After Johnson was keel-hauled, the pirates were able to evade the police with the Portland Spirit in tow. The Coast Guard has been called, but there's no sign of the pirates or the Spirit. They seem to have just disappeared.
This is Oregon Uberalis. You have 30 seconds to open up. Drop the mic. You are in violation with the Joint Terrorism Task Force code number 75832048-B, making it illegal to give media coverage to terrorists. Your signal is being terminated.
But we're the middle of the road news leader!
We are equipped with the latest and most technologically advanced weapons thanks to your generous tax dollars. Do not attempt to resist.
But we're embedded!
Comply!
If you fail to comply, we shall remove you.
You are listening to the smooth informational sounds of KLIE, where everything is all right, all the time. The time is 4:20.
Man, what the heck? What is this? I'm changing the station.
No, I can hear
that. I'm worried, you make it double, don't worry. Be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry.
इस्तेमाल कीजिए हाइजी जीवन हर्बल मेडिकल ऑयल 3000.
सुन सुन सुन, अरे बाबा सुन, इस शीशी में बड़े बड़े गुण.
और उन्होंने कहा, आई लव योर न्यू प्रोग्राम फॉर्मेट विद द सॉन्ग्स ऑफ 80s एंड 90s, प्लीज प्ले दिस सॉन्ग फॉर मी.
Take it for the
Circle A, thank you
to CJ Check, Andrew Geller,
Emily Jane Dawson,
Kelly Danger,
Denise Kowalczyk,
Apio,
Stephanie McCoy,
Chad Hapshi,
Dylan Benedict,
Paul Severa,
Christy Schaefer,
Hib,
Ben L,
Rolf Semprebon,
Brian Bagdonis and Stumptown Printers,
Liam Delta,
Eric Isaacson and Mississippi Records,
Patrick Engstrom Poor,
Kate Welch,
Little Sean,
Glenn Owen,
Robert Jefferson,
Neil Robinson,
Contagious, who you can see perform tonight at 7 at the Back to Back Cafe,
and Andrea Hamburg.
We'd love your feedback. Please contact us at info@circlearadio.org.
Thank you very much for listening to Circle A Radio.
Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 6 p.m. Thank you very, very much.